And it is wrong for us to grow and develop an institution, and then simply because they want to grow, make more money, they want to leave the neighborhood and the community that gave them birth.
Dr. Henry Taylor tells WBFO News the relocation betrays the original mission to revitalize the Fillmore neighborhood and those who supported creation of the school more than a decade ago.
The reality is that they simply do not like the neighborhood. They do not think that the neighborhood is strong and vibrant enough for them, and they want to move to a different and what they believe is a better neighborhood. This, to me, I think, is their motivating force.
But school leaders insist it's cheaper to purchase their own building than pay $167,000 a year to lease the space. The King Urban Center calls the relocation an act of disinvestment in an East Side neighborhood. Fillmore District Common Council member David Fronczak, also voicing outrage, says the decision was sneaky and underhanded. At Tuesday's Common Council session, Fronczak was fired up, saying the school would be abandoning his neighborhood.
This was just thrown in our face. I get a call from the press. I didn't find out from any sources. I had to find out from the press. Well, on the other hand, they're lobbying other elected officials to do the end run backdoor tactics. And it's wrong. You can't rob from Peter to pay Paul in the city of Buffalo.
But Lovejoy District Council member Richard Fontana defends the plan that would move the school about 6 minutes away from its current site into his district where School 71 is located.
Right now, all we have are news clippings and letters. We don't even have the item before us. So there's no end run, in my opinion, because the item isn't even here yet. I'd like to see the item come here for the negotiation of the scale of 71, and this council could negotiate that. We could debate that issue here on the floor of the council and see if it works.
The council sent the matter to its Community Development Committee for review. A public hearing sponsored by Fontana is scheduled for tonight. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.